Hi, this is Gardening Related. Welcome. I'm Aunt Rebecca in the Willamette Valley in Oregon.
And I'm Elizabeth in the Capital Region in New York.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. We are enjoying a 70 degree day.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. But don't worry, because we skipped right over spring and we're going full-fledged into summer. It's going to be 80 this week.
That's hard on seeds.
It is.
Not seedlings, but, well, yes, a little bit on seedlings. But it's very hard if you're trying to start seeds, because sometimes they'll fry or they get too dry too quickly. Mm-hmm. So if you're starting seeds in that kind of weather, in that instant summer weather, put them more in the shade.
Yeah.
So that they don't fry. And keeping them moist is essential for any weather. And in 80 degree weather, it's very hard to do.
Yeah. So maybe watering twice a day on these 80 degree days, maybe three times more. If I can do.
If they're in the sun, you just have to constantly watch them. Because they can, those little tiny seed cells, they can dry out in no time at all.
Yeah. So easy too.
So you putting them in the shade is doing you a favor.
Right.
As well as them.
Is there a way that I can manufacture shade?
Yes, put them on the north side or the opposite side to the sun of your house.
Okay. Well, no, because I'm thinking about the seedlings that I have in the ground, or the seeds that I put in the ground.
Yeah. Have you got an old umbrella you don't like?
I do. Yeah. And that's not going to like hurt them, like taking the sun away?
No, not in 80 degree weather with seedlings. No.
Okay.
But it depends on what it is, too. I mean, these are lettuce seeds, aren't they, that you're talking about?
Yeah. I did lettuce, carrots, and cucumbers, and I just put them right in the ground.
Like, that's okay. That's how you're supposed to do. That's okay.
No action from them yet, but.
Don't worry. Yeah. Oh. Well, if there's no, okay, let's see. So just keep them moist. Yes. And I would stick that umbrella in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I could probably even prop it up.
That's what I'm talking about.
They have that low fence. So I could just like throw it in the fence and have them sit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moist. Just keep checking them about every half an hour.
Yeah.
During the afternoon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work from home is convenient for that.
No kidding.
Yeah. All my showings are later in the evening, so it's good. It's like
really?
not in the heat of the day. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, when people are off work. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
That makes perfect sense. And then Forrest is home, so he can keep an eye on the babies.
He's back to school now. But he does have off on Friday.
Does he? That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And the chickens look great in their house.
Oh my gosh. They are in the lap of luxury. Our chickens are so spoiled.
Good. Although, have the best eggs.
Louisa May.
Yes.
Is growing a mohawk.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a Louiso May.
No, I don't think so. There are. You'll see.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you'll see.
Okay, you don't think she's a dude?
No, they grow mohawks.
Okay. Okay, good. She's just ahead of everyone else has, you know, nice flat round heads. And she has like this crazy bad hair day all
That's
the
okay.
time. It's
That's
great.
Okay.
I love it. It's a vibe. But
you give her a nose ring and she'll be fine.
Yeah. Some little tattoo sleeves on our little weird arm leg thingies.
Yeah. That would do it.
Chicken feet. Yeah.
She'll give you the best eggs, I bet you.
Okay,
I'm hoping that we're right. I'm hoping.
I'm hoping too, because I would really love like a solid six every day when they're laying. I want six eggs.
You'll get probably five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why that is, but, you know, and maybe you will get six. We will find out in
time.
We
will, and I will keep you posted.
I can't wait. What are you going to do with six eggs a day?
Well, we have downstairs neighbors.
Yes.
We also have friends and family who are all so quick to say, oh, you know, I eat a lot of eggs. Uh-huh. I'm like, yes, I would be happy to help you out with some eggs. Not a problem at all. And they're like, I'd buy it from you. But if the city of Troy is listening, I am not selling the eggs.
No, you're not selling them.
I am not selling eggs. I would be giving them away.
You would be giving them away or accepting a donation for the chickens?
You know, if they donated, that would be just fine.
Yeah.
I think if I sold like two dozen eggs a week or like one dozen eggs a week, I could cover the cost of like their food and upkeep.
Yeah.
You know?
You never know.
Even. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I wouldn't sell eggs.
No.
Troy.
If the donations covered the cost, that would be great.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well, it's colder than a... It's cold here. It's in the 50s and rainy and cold and rainy. Aww. And somehow I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the longer you delay having to weed and stuff because they just don't come up. But our poppy seeds haven't really popped either. So I don't know if somebody ate them. Or even though we've got them covered in tulle, I don't know. So I don't know if somebody ate them or if the weather doesn't cooperate and they're just not going to play along or what.
It's interesting. Just, huh.
I'll give you a breakdown when I find out. You know, I'm looking at buying a few more seeds to just throw in there anyway. So yeah. We'll see.
Huh. So like when poppy seeds pop... Like, what do they look like? What do little baby poppies look like?
They look like two tiny, tiny little thin needle-like leaves. Tiny. Okay. Little green threads of leaves going in opposite directions.
Oh, and interesting.
That's the beginning. And then from there, they go into a more feathery leaf.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
But it's hard.
Huh.
It's hard because I've only seen one or two out of three or four packets of seeds.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
So we'll see. It could be that, you know, they're just waiting for a little bit warmer weather. Although, you know, the traditional way of making doing poppy seeds is that you scatter them in the fall because they need that cold winter. Well, we're getting it.
To snap them in.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they need that cold weather. But I think all of our gardens here in the West, in Oregon, well, in my town, in my yard, are going to be late this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to be late. So I have a lot of geraniums inside that I hold over from year to year.
Oh, so you bring them in to keep them out of the cold? Do you
Absolutely.
Dig them out of the ground or do you sometimes?
Well, I have them in pots.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes I have them in big pots, so I have to dig those up and put them in a smaller pot.
Oh.
Because I can't move as a concrete urn in much as I'd like to.
Strong woman.
Oh my goodness, wouldn't that be something? So I have these geraniums and I love the varieties, and so I keep them, and they're bigger, so I get to, you know, have them year after year.
Yeah, yeah. It's so nice to be able to grow that, you know,
yes.
from a smaller plant. Do you buy them as tiny little things and then
yes,
grow them?
Yes, I buy them, I pay, you know, $1.99 for a geranium, for a little tiny plant, and years go by, and I've divided them and, you know, had new starts, because geraniums are easy to start, and... And so I have all these geraniums and I bring them in. And this year, because I wasn't paying as much attention, a lot of them have gotten whitefly and also they've gotten worms.
Okay. So tell me about white. So I thought worms were good, but they're like.
Oh,
like,
they're leaf-eating worms.
Leaf-eating worms.
Little tiny green ones that you can't see with your naked eye. It's really mean. Nature can be mean.
So how do you take care of those?
Well, with the whitefly, they're attracted to anything yellow.
Oh, that's interesting. That's so weird hack.
It is. But you get yellow stickums that are double-sided sticky, and you stick them in or put them near the plant, and supposedly the white fly stick to them. And you get a lot of white fly that way. You get a lot of white fly that way. but you don't get them all. And this year I'm going to have to, I'm afraid that some of them are so bad that I may have to just take the cutting of the greens that are still covered with white flies and wash them down.
Oh, wow.
And then just start all over again. So we'll see about that. The white fly's tough. White fly's really, really tough.
Now, I've heard neem oil is good for for bugs. Is that something that you'd use for white fly as well?
I'm going to try it on the white fly. It's hard because if you don't actually get the fly in the spray, they're laughing at you. But the that's how you go about killing the worms, though, because if you spray not just the top of the leaf, but underneath.
Right.
You have to get underneath and all the nooks and crannies, all the little buds, everything with the neem oil, which is a light horticultural oil. There's also a heavy oil that you can spray on fruit trees and stuff. But we'll talk about that another time.
Huh. Interesting.
This light horticultural oil, you can kill a lot of things with that. Especially these worms, the worms on petunias, you can kill, I'm trying to think of some of the other bugs that, aphids and thrips.
Does it hurt bees?
It wouldn't be good for them. That's why you're spraying them inside.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
And what I've done, because these are hanging pots of geraniums. So... And they're in front of a window. So if I were to spray them in place, I would have to wash the window out of oil off the window. So what I've done is I've got a great big box that will fit the plant in the box. bring it down and I take all the dead leaves off of it and I have him put it in the box and then I spray the plant in the box.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So that the box is covered in horticultural oil, but who cares?
Right. Yeah.
And then you take it out and put it back up and dump all the bad leaves and start again.
Mm-hmm. It's a process.
It is.
That's a big process. It's like bathing each one of your plants.
It is in a way, but because these are dried out, somewhat sick. Leaves have been eaten by one thing, or the leaves are covered in white fly babies. It's worth it because you're saving the plant.
Yeah.
When I used to find out that a plant had bugs before I knew anything, I thought that's it. You just throw it away. But there's all kinds of hacks and things. And when I started finding out that you can really fix them and let them go forward, that's great. I highly recommend these stakes for houseplants. You can buy these stakes that you put into the ground in a pot, two or three per big plant. and they go, as you water, it goes into the soil, the roots take up the thing, and it's like an inoculation.
Oh, wow. Okay. What are the stakes called?
You would ask me that, wouldn't you?
We'll
have it on the website.
Okay, sounds good.
I can buy them at any grocery store or any nursery.
And they're like plant medicine stakes.
Yes, they're a couple of inches long.
You know, I think I've seen them.
Yeah.
They have them as like fertilizing posts and flowering posts. And then I guess there's also a version where it's like kill all of the bugs that your plant is infected with posts.
Yes.
Yes. And they come in like a little packet. They kind of look like birthday candles.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. You can find that in like Lowe's or Home Depot in the garden section.
Exactly.
It's on like one of those... like the
pegboard things. Yes.
Yep.
And I found, I had these, I bought these years ago, and one year I had, I don't know, it wasn't whitefly, it was something else, and I stuck them in the ground because they were hard to kill. It was probably those worms.
Mm-hmm.
And by gosh, it killed them.
Wow. That's amazing.
My plants were healthy, and I can highly recommend those.
Wow.
I just wish I'd gotten more this year, but I didn't because I was a bad girl.
That is impressive.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was going to take one per, but it took about three or four per. And they sell them only in six packs or something. So, you know, if you've
stock
got...
Stock up.
Yeah, stock up. Yeah. And if you've got a lot of plants, and especially geranium or petunias, if you want to try to overwinter your petunias, good luck. You know, petunias always get worms by the end of the season. They always get this little worm that eats into the beautiful blossoms and stuff.
They're just too delicious.
They are. Somebody was telling me, though, that you can spray them early and prevent that.
Okay, and spray them with neem oil or something else?
I was thinking neem oil or some sort of preventative spray. You know, I haven't done my homework this week, so I'll have to look that up and get back to you on that.
No worries. No worries. You know, so I was looking in my garden yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday was Sunday. Yes. Oh, a big turkey vulture just flew overhead. Oh, that was cool. So I was in my garden yesterday, and all along the flower garden that I've kind of just been watching because I tried to dig and plant some bulbs in there earlier, and I just kept running into things. And I was like, you know what? This is a tightly gardened bed, and I just want to watch it. I just want to see what happens.
So Elizabeth, you can put a pot in there with bulbs in it and stick it in an empty-ish space.
And finding then the empty spaces is hard right now.
Okay,
yeah.
I hear you.
But yes, yeah. So there are all of these like little strange, like two circles, little leaves that are just two little circles. And I've been watching them because they're everywhere. I'm like, are you a weed or are you a flower? And I've been looking and looking and looking, waiting for them to turn into something.
Yes.
And yesterday I noticed that they're growing third and fourth leaves.
Good.
And their third and fourth leaves are completely different than these circular leaves.
Yes.
And they're impatient.
Oh, nice.
And they're everywhere. They're throughout the lawn. They're going up, down, everywhere. They're just taking over.
How interesting.
I know. So I'm really excited to see these impatiens bloom.
What kind of impatiens?
Well, I have no idea. I just figured out that they were impatiens yesterday.
How did you figure that out? Good.
Reverse Google search.
Okay, good.
And I found the leaves. It checks out.
How interesting.
Yeah. Right?
That's fascinating.
I mean, hundreds.
Wow.
I know. I think so.
I've never known an impatience to survive a winter like that.
Huh. Well,
this is going to be fun to watch.
This is going to be fun to watch.
And who cares if you're like wrong or right? I can't
I could
wait
be wrong.
To see. It's okay. So what?
Yeah.
So, okay, great. What are you going to do with them all?
I don't know. Just watch them. Look at them. I'm very excited.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You've got a whole new thing to look at.
Yeah. And I also I planted some morning glories along the bed as well, just like in seeds.
Now, hopefully you planted them so they'll grow up something.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. They're going to grow up the side of the garage.
Good. That'll be nice.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll look good.
Morning glories do recede and you'll have them forever.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. I planted some others close to a tree for them to grow up, but it's a little bit of a shady spot. So we'll see. We'll see if that works. Yeah. Oh, and the azalea that I rescued.
Yes.
Off the side of the road.
Yes, your rescued azalea.
is doing great.
Excellent.
It's doing wonderfully. Yeah. Settling in. She's not going to bloom this year because, you know, big
trauma.
Shock. Yeah. 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 Being, you know, homeless and then rehomed and all of that.
That's right.
But we're giving her food and love and lots of water, and she's going to be right as rain next year.
Excellent. Now, is she in a pot or is she in the ground?
She's right in the ground.
Excellent. Shade or sun?
It's semi-shade.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. Because I know they don't like too much heat.
No. There is a new one out. I think I've told you this. That is, I don't remember the name of it yet. It's newish and it likes sun. It requires beautiful soil. It requires a lot of good constant watering with sharp drainage. And it will bloom spring, summer, and then really kicks butt in the fall.
What? Oh, my God.
I know. I've got to get me some.
Wow. GMOs are amazing.
or hybridization.
Or hybridization. Yeah. Okay. That's what they call it for flowers.
I don't know what...
Because it's like the same thing. I mean, you know, if you think that strawberries, like organic strawberries, aren't GMO'd, like look at what they looked like 200,000 years ago, because they were not what we're eating now. And that's good.
Well, crosses can be good. GMOs, it always sounds like they're crossing chromosomes versus seed, blossom, pollen.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Just like,
but I truly,
mating like normal.
You know, we've been through my scientific...
we don't know what we're talking about.
We don't.
It's the I end truly, all and be no. all.
You've got the chemical scientist person, husband.
He can, distantly.
He can, distantly. He can figure it out for us. I have no
He's
idea.
He's not here to save me from saying something stupid. So
no, don't,
I don't
say
know.
Anything stupid. God love him. Is he better?
Oh, God. I'll just shut up then.
Yeah. No, you won't. No, you
no,
won't.
I won't.
And neither
no,
will I. We'll both say stupid stuff
stupid
and laugh
things.
About it
it's
10 years
be...
from now.
Yeah. It's going to happen. We're going to say stupid things. Yeah.
It is. It is. My point with the neem oil, though, and the bugs is that don't get depressed. I mean, like jade plants. I used to work at a nursery in Boston. And one of my first experiences with bugs was mealybugs on jade plants. And it just looked like cotton. It was like, what
no
the heck
way.
Is that? They looked like little cotton blurbs on this jade plant.
Oh, my
and
God.
The owner said they're mealybugs, and you dip a Q-tip in alcohol and touch the mealybugs, and it kills them. And so that was my job, was to get the mealybugs off the jades. And you had to keep up with it, because sometimes you missed one or two, or maybe you missed an egg or two. But after a while, those jade plants were beautiful again.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
So you
I had no idea.
You can play doctor and nurse with your plants and have them survive and win. And it works. There are a few things like viruses that are very hard. If you have a bacterial wilt in a plant in the ground, like a tomato plant or a clematis.
What does that look like?
It looks like it's growing beautifully and you're so happy. And then all of a sudden, as it's going to do its first bloom, for example, in a clem, and you're all excited, this bud has finally come and it's going to get bigger and bigger. You will come out one day and the whole thing's wilted, like somebody cut it off.
Oh, my God.
So the first thing you do is check that somebody didn't cut it off. And no, it's fine. And the soil is the same. It's moist enough. Everything's fine. You water it just to make sure. Nothing happens. Nothing good happens.
It just gets wiltier and wiltier?
Yeah. And it's a bacterial...
How scary.
It's a bacterial fungus.
Get some
in
antibiotics
the soil.
Up in there. Oh, my God.
I wish. There aren't any for that. Anyway, so...
Oh, my God.
It happens to a lot of different plants. And the only thing to do is to rip it out, burn it, do not compost it.
Whoa, that's serious.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's a soil bacteria. So it...
Yes. And
you
then
can't
dig
save
out,
any of that.
And then dig out the soil.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And get rid of the soil.
It's like Ebola for plants.
Yes, and it could have come in from the plant nursery.
Uh-huh.
So there's a chance that you can dig out every root you know, of your thing. And if it's in a pot, that's easy. Just dump the pot of the soil. And then you can Clorox the pot and put in fresh new soil and you're good to go again. Wow. But that's about the only thing that you really can't save. Everything else, even whitefly, even I've got a bad infection on some of my geranium. Well, I'm going to wash them off and try to save them. I mean, you don't normally get to wash a geranium leaf. They don't like being washed. And I'll spray them with hort oil and I'll do what I can to kill the whiteflies. And I'll put them outside where sometimes birds will come and take care of your problems for you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Come but eat the bugs. Yeah.
But it's so cold out that the geraniums aren't going to be happy out there. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, because if they were growing more, there'd be more leaves to kill if they're a whitefly. But if there are not as many leaves, you can, I don't know, we'll work it out.
I'll figure it out. You'll save your geraniums.
And if I don't, I'll just have to go buy another one. Oh my God, that will be just so terrible.
another shopping spree.
Oh my gosh.
We can't have that.
No, no, bad.
Oh my gosh. Well, in other adventures in my backyard.
Yes.
I was walking along. Oh, I planted some willow.
No, you didn't. Did you really? Why?
Yeah. Why?
You have a huge willow tree back there.
Well, it's not in our property. And we have this. So we have this one spot. The neighbors have this giant hill. And then we have a fence.
Yes.
And it goes right downhill and it's a swamp. I mean, it literally swamps up. It gets so muddy. It's a pond. It's basically a pond.
And willows love water.
Back corner of our yard. And we have this, you know, willow bush that someone cut down the tree.
Yes.
And it's still growing.
Yes.
Because I love someone who was here. They clearly were a gardener who knew what they were doing. And then I also think that there was another owner who didn't know anything.
Uh-huh.
And cut down all of these gorgeous trees that shouldn't have been cut down because they weren't bothering anyone. They were in the very
backyard.
Well, maybe
he wanted more sun.
Well, that's stupid because...
Stupid.
It's stupid. There's plenty of sun. Okay. Anyway. So I cut some nice, big, thick willow branches off of the willow bush.
Okay.
And I just stuck them right in a big mud puddle that I dug.
Out back past the fence.
Yep.
Good. That'll dry up that swamp.
Right in the swamp.
Good.
Exactly.
You'll probably have a good return with that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no reason why. Keep an eye on it in summer, in the dead of summer when it rains there. So you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
We get some crazy thunderstorms here.
I know. And I've been watching your weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your weather's been huge.
It has been. It really has been. I mean, we got snow 2 weeks ago.
I know.
And now it's going to be 80 degrees. Like, we went literally directly from winter into, like, midsummer.
Yeah.
Hello. Here we are. The heat is here.
Bless your heart.
I know. I'm worried for my peas.
Oh, they'll shoot up.
They will? Okay, good. Because I know they don't care for too much heat.
They don't care for too much heat. Is it going to be 80 degrees from now on?
No, I think it's going to drop. I think we're just getting a wave.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine that it's, well, I hope.
Yeah, I hear you.
My hope and prayer is that this is just a wave. And we won't see this for another couple weeks or month.
And you can put some shade in front of it for an 80 degree day.
We had
a heat wave just when the peonies were popping out.
Oh, perfect.
And your mother was here.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And
yeah.
I had some shade cloth that I was going to cover the greenhouse with. So we got the shade cloth out and the four or five of us.
Yeah.
Covered the peonies with the shade cloth and it saved their blossoms. Otherwise, every blossom would have lasted about a half an hour.
Yeah. Oh my God. We have our neighborhood groundhog running through the yard. Actually,
you need to name him. Is he named?
I know. I do need to name him. No, he's not named. What should I name him?
I don't know. Wilbur?
Wilbur. I love it. Yes.
Trevor? Nigel?
No, Nigel is the skunk.
Nigel is the okay.
Nigel is the skunk neighbor, and they have tea together every day at 2 o'clock. And Wilbur smokes a cigar. No, Nigel smokes a cigar.
Are you sure that Wilbur is a boy?
I don't know. And actually, this one that I'm looking at in my yard looks a little small.
Oh,
looks smaller than how I'm used to seeing.
Yeah,
Wilbur. So I think.
Maybe
Wilbur,
that's Mrs.
Maybe
Wilbur.
Wilhelmina.
Oh, I mean, maybe he had his baby. She had her babies.
I think she. I think
oh,
she might have.
My oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're eating something.
Okay.
But back there in the back corner of our yard,
yeah,
where I rarely go, and it's all kind of, you know, it's a little wheat,
wild woody, yeah,
wildy over there. I was walking along and I saw these white flowers sticking up.
Yeah.
I was like, what are these pretty white flowers? And as I walked over, I realized that they were attached to a tree.
No.
That was laying completely on its side.
Oh my God. How big a tree?
I mean, it was like that big.
No way.
Yeah.
So as big as a Crisco can. A small Crisco can.
Yeah, yeah.
A pound of Crisco can. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, right? Like tuna fish can size.
Yeah, tuna fish can. So like, is the trunk broken at the bottom, at the ground level? Is it gnawed off?
So I studied the root, or like the base of
the
it.
The base, yes.
And what it looks like is there's like one side to... And it kind of looks like a stump, but it also at this point looks like it may be a little rotted.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then the other side is where it's just coming out of, straight across.
Okay.
So my theory is that someone cut it down or, you know, and then it's rotted and it grew out sideways from another space.
Can you straighten it up without breaking it?
Well, we can lift it about like 5 inches off the ground.
That's it?
But that's it. Yeah. It's pretty in there.
Okay.
How do we... Yeah, I know. We need like... I
you
think
need
it's
patience.
An apple tree.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So what if you were to... You lifted 5 inches. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be worth it saving it. Then
we need rescue remedy for it. We need like a little... Yeah. Tree ambulance.
Can you dig it up?
I don't know.
Because if you could dig it up, then you plant it sideways.
Huh. Because it does, like, it looks like it's in excellent health.
Well, you could try that. The other thing I was going to say is that you know how you straighten out a tree sometimes that's crooked? Is you, year by year...
Like braces?
Braces. Year by year, lift it more and more. But I don't think it's going to work. I mean, you might could bend the thing so that it's finally upright. But I would give it a try after it's maybe not this year even. Let it go this year because it's blooming.
It's blooming right now. Yeah.
I would lift it 5 inches off the ground, brace it with something so that if the blooms actually do turn into apples, they're not resting on the ground.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I would figure out a way to, encase the apples before Wilbur gets them.
Yeah.
Yep. And then in the fall, after it's lost all its leaves... And before the frost, I would get two or three of Forrest's friends over there with sharp shovels and dig the baby up. And she may be very crooked. You know, she may, you may have to dig a hole and the roots are going sideways.
Yeah.
But who cares?
Yeah.
And that's what I would do for that apple tree.
Okay. Okay. That's a big, so in the fall?
In the fall, after all the leaves have dropped.
Okay.
But before frost.
Got, well, yeah, we have to get it in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Also, I'm so excited that we look like we have an apple tree. Hey, I mean, how cool is that, right?
That's cool. That's cool.
I was actually thinking about planting like a little orchard back out there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we have the sun for it now.
Good. So. Good. And apples do well in your valley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We're in New York.
Yeah.
This is the apple capital.
Yeah.
People are very opinionated about apples out here.
Yeah. They are in Washington, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if you walked into the wrong bar in in October...
You get into an apple fight. Oh,
well,
my God.
I think if you walked in and you said, you know, Red Delicious is the best apple, I think you would get punched in the face.
I think you would, too.
I think you would deserve it, also.
I think you would, too, considering how many apples there are. I like a good Red Delicious.
Oh, you know what? Empire. That's the apple for me.
Okay.
God. You know what? Just go. Go with your trash self.
There's some.
It's Gala. It's Granny Fuji. Smith for cooking. Yeah. Fuji. Yeah.
Braeburn is good for cooking. I have a Braeburn. Oh. I have a Braeburn. I didn't know. I inherited this tree, and the lovely people that planted it came back and told me it was a Braeburn, and I've been so grateful because it's a great tree for apple pies.
Ooh. Oh my God. That's wonderful.
And there's several out here, you know, because we're also the apple capital in Washington State.
Yes.
Oregon seems to be the blueberry and cherry capitals. Now, how do cherry trees do out there? I bet they do well.
Yeah, they do pretty well. Yeah. Yeah. We actually went cherry picking last year. I made some cherry jam last year.
I think Haunt had some for Christmas and loved it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was a cherry.
Raspberry
jam.
Raspberry cherry jam. It was wonderful. You know what I'm going to send you for Christmas next year?
What?
I'm going to send you all your plum jam you made while you were here.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I've got two shelves of it. Don't be sorry. There was something I heard the other day about putting jam on, I don't know, on something for the bees or
what?
Or the something. I read it. I wish my memory kicked in better. I read something where you put jam on top of a tomato or on top of a little something so the bees or the birds could eat a little bit of it.
Oh, my God.
As long as it was sugar, not fake sugar. You know, it's not good for them.
Yeah, not cornstarch.
And I thought, well, that's smart.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we have like this little weird concrete slab. Kind of, it's like a step right before our garden.
Yeah.
And I want to put like a little bird bath or bee watering fountain out for them. And I know.
Is it right next to the house? Though they're not going to come right up next to the house. You need to put it in a place where they'll land on the shrub stems, where they land on things nearby so that they can look around and feel safe.
Well, it's pretty close to the rose bed.
Okay.
And it's also right in front of the vegetable garden.
Can you see it from the house?
Mm-hmm. You can.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was thinking, like, you know, with bees, if you just put out a bowl of water, they'll drown.
Right.
So what you do is you put like pebbles or marbles in a shallow bowl and you fill that with water, and then they can land on the little marbles and they
can
drink.
Don't you love that? They love landing sites. I adore that. And there's all kinds of different bees, you know. So we're already late in feeding them. And I noticed that you had some dandelions in your backyard, which is really good for the bees.
Tons. Oh, we have tons of dandelions. And you know what? I absolutely love them. Because
you
we
do.
Also, we have this amazing patch of purple dead nettle
that
is stunning. It's stunning. And then throughout the purple dead nettle, we have the bright yellow
yeah.
of the dandelion. And it's just this this sea of purple and yellow. It's stunning. I mean,
take a picture and put it on the website. I want to see that.
I will. Yeah. It's so pretty.
The English grow nettle like that in their gardens.
Yeah. I love it.
And they
I wish it was my whole garden, my whole
they make
lawn.
They make a tea out of it or something. It's supposed to be really good for you.
You know what? I actually have collected some purple dead nettle for a tea.
Aren't you smart?
It
you
smells.
You were the smartest niece in the whole wide world.
It smells amazing.
What's it smell like?
Green and purple.
Okay.
And nettly, you know, it smells like kind of earthy.
Yeah. Okay.
I am not a tea sommelier.
That's okay. You're going to become a tea taster and that'll be good.
Absolutely. And I've heard it's fabulous for spring allergies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you are susceptible to spring allergies, purple dead nettle tea.
Is it bitter
for you?
You can put sugar in it.
You can put sugar in anything.
Or honey. Yeah.
Sugar, honey.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Load it up. Yeah.
That's great. You should make some packets.
I should. I'll send you a jar.
Well, send me a packet.
I'll send you a packet. Yeah.
Send me a little bit.
Okay.
In case I don't like it.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know.
Sounds good.
I will.
Sounds
I'll good. Let you know. What else? Have you started more seeds?
Well, I got some celery seeds.
Oh my God.
And they're hard
to germinate.
No, they're hard cut celery. So it's a kind of, it's the kind of celery you can keep cutting it throughout the whole season.
Yeah.
So I cheated. I bought these four seedlings at a garage sale, actually. She was selling seeds. Or seedlings. And so I got some of them and
so they're already sprouted.
Super cute. They're already sprouted. They're, good. You know, maybe 2 or 3 inches high. They look very healthy.
Celery takes a long time.
Oh, okay. Yes. Tell me everything I need to know.
I've grown celery in California, which was butt easy. It was so easy because it was hotter than hell. And what I learned was, I mean, I didn't know that celery just kept growing. I thought, you know, it got to a certain place and it just kind of was there.
It packages itself, right?
Yeah. What I learned was that it kept growing and growing and it would get tough and the outer things would get too green and it would be too tough. So you kind of need to mound it a little bit, like you do asparagus, if you want. Mound it up a little bit so that it's not too tough. And then keep your eye on it so that it stays tender. I would pick it a little bit young.
Okay. Okay.
But it also, I think it's a heat-loving plant, so put it in lots of sun.
Okay.
And don't be surprised if you don't get a whole big head this year, because I don't know how long your growing season, and it might be fine. We'll see.
Well, you know, maybe I'll stick it out for some of these 80 degree days.
Yeah,
let it soak up the sun then.
Yeah. and if you don't have them in a big enough pot, transplant them into a big enough pot so that they can grow up. You know, make sure that those roots are growing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And give it a lot of manure and a lot of, you know, lovely soil. A
lot of all that good stuff.
Have you started your compost pile?
Oh my gosh, our compost pile is big.
All right.
It is looking good. Yeah. And with the chicken.
Yes.
The chicken litter, it's perfect brown. It's the perfect brown for all of our green. We have a very healthy compost.
Are you turning it?
No.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah. That
is if you turn it, you get compost faster. That's okay. That's all right. I never turn mine. And, you know, after 5 years, I have beautiful compost.
Yeah, but it takes 5 years.
Yeah, it takes 5 years. Okay. And there are still weed seeds in it because it doesn't get hot sometimes. Although, you never can tell. Elizabeth, you will find your way. You will.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Now, it's going to get warmer and warmer, so you're going to have to start thinking about putting your tomatoes out, and you're going to want some walls of water.
Yes. Yes. I need to go get the walls of water.
Yes, or some Rimei and some hoops. You know, one or the other, so that you can have some season extenders, so that when it gets cold at night, it doesn't stop their growth so much.
Got it. Got it. Yes.
Another thing I did when I was really broke, and I was in Taos, New Mexico, I had these tomato plants that were not doing anything. I mean, it's 7,000 feet up. I was in zone one.
Whoa.
If I planted a beefsteak, I got a cherry tomato.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have enough money for walls of water. I didn't have enough money for any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I had a couple of tomato circle hoop steak thingies. What do you call those things? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the tomato circle hoop thingies.
Yeah, thingies. Yeah.
No, absolutely.
I had some of those, and I had white trash bags.
Oh, yeah.
So I put the white trash, I opened up the bottom, and I put the white bottom of the trash bag around the tomato hoop thingy, which is around the tomato.
Yeah, that makes sense. So greenhouses itself.
That's right. And then I closed it off with I had strings at the top. So I closed it off with the strings at the top.
Oh,
and every brilliant. Day, and every day I would look in on, I would water it when it needed it. And it grew like a crazy lady.
Oh my God. I love that.
I had basil for the first time. I had, it wasn't a beefsteak, but it was bigger than a cherry tomato.
Yeah.
And it really, really worked. And I put them around all my things that I heat loved. So you can do that with your, and that's very cheap to do.
Yes.
If you have the tomato hoop thingies.
Okay. I need to go get some tomato hoop thingies.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was seeing, and this is more for like growing earlier in the season with younger plants.
Yes.
People are taking, and this isn't my idea, I saw this on, I think, TikTok somewhere, but they were taking gallon jugs and cutting them in half, like around the base.
Yes.
And putting soil in the bottom and planting their seeds, and then closing it up, taping it around the jug.
Yes.
And then watering it. It's a mini greenhouse, and you can just leave it outside. And then once they're growing through, you know, the hole up top.
Yes.
You take the masking tape or the duct tape off, and boom, you pull them out, and you have some very healthy hot boxed tomatoes or whatever.
Or whatever.
You know, they've been greenhoused for months.
And you can also do that by cutting it off the gallon jug a little lower down and using the top, if you plant it in the ground, as a greenhouse. But you can't do that. You can't do that at 80 degree days. It will fry them.
Oh,
if you
yes.
leave them outside. So, but you can do it on 80 degrees degree days if you leave it in the ground and open up the top and let the air flow in there. You'll still have a greenhouse, but it's like a greenhouse with a little air flowing through it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A good way of doing it too. If your tomatoes are small still, that's a great way of doing.
Yeah. Right? I think it's so brilliant. And, you know, they had lettuce and spinach and tomatoes and all kinds of other things.
It's a great way.
And they started this, you know, in March.
Yes.
That's the benefit of it. It's a season extender, you know,
It's a big deal to have season extenders.
Yeah.
Because you want to start eating from your garden as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I know. That's why people do season extenders in March. So it sounds like you're on the way to summer. And so.
Yes. We are quickly approaching.
Get those tomatoes in the ground.
Okay.
Don't forget to put a little lime in there for blossom end rot. And then water them. Water them consistently if nature doesn't.
Okay. Tomatoes need lime. And lots of good manure, like
lots
tons
of, manure.
Of manure. Manure.
And I don't, because our season is so long here, I don't prune my tomatoes down to one little stalk.
Okay.
I let them grow into a great big bush. That's what manure will do that. I get later tomatoes because of it, because they're growing a huge plant. But right. I don't care because I have a huge amount of tomatoes then in October.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Oh, look at that kitten.
This is Bella.
Hey, Bella. Isn't what a cutie Bella girl.
And she's got this funny little tail that you may or may not be able to see.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. It's grown.
It's grown and it's broken.
Oh, it's broken. Oh,
it's broken in some way, but she doesn't seem to mind.
Huh.
Anyway, so with your tomatoes, plant some carrots around them.
Oh, really?
Not even if the carrots grow well.
Okay.
But because the carrots and the tomatoes love each other. They're best friends.
Aw, I love that. And basil, right?
And basil. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes. I remember we were talking about this last week.
Yes.
Like everything that you love in a stew together. So
yes.
Tomato, basil.
Garlic.
Garlic, eggplant, right?
Right. That'd be a hell of a stew. That would be good. So, and just know that once it's an 80 degree day and you don't see that it's just going to go back down into the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
You're going to feel next week, you're going to come to me and say, Aunt Rebecca, I'm so far behind.
Oh, no, I know. I can feel it coming. Yep.
So start planning your planting days and do it with forest so that you're not doing it out there alone. It's a thankless job to do alone.
Got it.
Plus, there's something about the investment, the personal investment. Mm-hmm. When I let Haunt plant something, he watched it all year.
Yeah.
If I planted it, he'd go out and pick it, and that was great. But if it was his, if it was even partly his, if we planted it together, it was partly his, and he would watch it and take care of it all year. There's something about that. And also,
yeah.
Then he won't step on your carrot seeds.
I don't think he would do that anyway. But yes, well, no, you're absolutely right.
He wouldn't know if there are carrots in there because like that.
Yeah.
So do it together if you can. Mm-hmm. The days are light enough when he comes home, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, our sun still hasn't set and it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's loopy.
It's nice.
Yeah.
What did you have for dinner?
So we made, I made egg rolls.
Ooh, yeah. Did you really?
Yeah. No, they were really easy. So we had leftover, well, we had leftover tofu and...
Ooh! Well, right there, you lost me. Okay,
we had a leftover tofu stir fry, basically. With peppers, and we're vegetarians. That's what we eat.
No, you're not vegetarian.
We're not vegetarian.
You pretend to be vegetarian.
We're reducitarians. We're vegetarian. You know,
almost
29 days out of the month. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So,
you had this horrible stir fry.
So we had a horrible stir fry that was
horrible.
Incidentally, yummy. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
and then I took half a cabbage and I chopped it up real fine.
Yeah.
And I sauteed it in soy sauce and all kinds of different spices and garlic and onion. And then I mixed that in with the tofu, which Forrest was kind enough to mince and like chop, get all nice and fine.
So you ruined the cabbage. Go ahead.
And then I bought egg roll wraps and
yes.
we just rolled them like little burritos and
yes.
basted them in sesame oil and baked them for 20 minutes.
Baked them? You didn't fry them?
We didn't fry them. No.
Okay.
And they came out great. I think
excellent.
An air fryer, if you did them in the air fryer, they'd be like primo.
Oh, nice.
But yeah.
Well,
yeah,
good for
right?
you.
Yeah. It turned out pretty good.
Does your oven have a convection thing on it?
Oh, you know, I have not looked yet.
It'll
I'm still like new to the oven.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like not.
No, it's
I've
okay.
cooked in it.
It's
but,
okay. Mine has a switch that it can go to convection.
Well, and, you have that big fancy thing too.
Well, I do, but you know, it also has this switch on it, and I think some ovens might have that.
And
that's kind of a stir fry. I mean, that's kind of an oven bake because it makes the air go around.
That's true. Oh my gosh, I should look.
And
that's
maybe if you have a toaster oven, it might have that.
Yeah. Okay. No, we just have a like the insert toaster.
Okay.
Where they pop out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I am going to send you something really yummy.
Oh boy.
That I just found this week.
It better not be tofu. What is it?
It's not tofu. It's smoked tofu.
No, don't send it to me. I've tried it out here.
It's really yummy. It tastes like good cheese.
I know it does. And thank you so much. Save it for yourself. You eat my portion.
Okay.
You have double. You give it to Forrest and eat my portion. And I will say, oh, that was so good. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Love you anyway.
Regardless of your terrible taste.
Terrible. Tofu. God.
Well, what are you having for dinner? I'll bet you $10 it's not tofu.
You would win that bet. You would win that bet. So good. Well, we had a Mother's Day here, and so we went out a lot to eat. So we have these wonderful leftovers. We took Laura to Famous Dave's. Mm-hmm. So we have ribs.
Oh, yum.
And even though it's freezing cold here, we're going to have corn on the cob and ribs and some coleslaw.
Yum.
And and probably some strawberries and ice cream for dessert.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I wish you were here.
I wish I was, too.
I wish you were here to not fix it and have your awful tofu, more ribs for us. You need a rib if I put it down on your plate, wouldn't you?
I would absolutely eat a rib if you put it down on my plate. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, at least you're a Landrum still. For God's sake. Stu Landrum would be turning over in his grave right now.
No. I'm still a Landrum through and through. I'd eat a rib.
You'd eat a rib or two.
You don't need to twist my arm. They're delicious.
Just think, 3 or 4 months from now, we're going to be talking about tomato recipes and zucchini recipes.
Oh, my God. They seem like such babies right now.
They are. And that's why you have to feed them.
Yes.
Because you're going to ask them to become huge adults in no time at all.
Yep. Grow up fast, kids.
Yep. That's the way it is. All right, sweetheart. I love you whole bunches.
I love you whole bunches. Have a good day.
Thank you, honey. Have a good week.
Yes, you too.
Let me know more about how the apple tree bracing it up a little bit.
I will keep you posted. Yeah.
If you break it off when you try to brace it up, don't worry about it. It'll probably put out another sucker, which then you can train to go straight up.
That's true.
It will take you more time. You'll lose that one.
Yeah.
But still.
Okay. Okay,
but if
good.
You try to dig it up when it's blooming, I think you'll kill it.
Yeah, no. And it's so pretty right now.
It is, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. It smells good. A little bee landed in it. It was so pretty.
Now, another thing you could do, which would really be hard, but you could try in the fall to find a node. Cut it off at the node and then train it to go up.
Yeah, see, that was the other thing that I was thinking is like pruning it into a vertical.
You could do that.
Or doing the magic thing of what do? You cut a branch and then you
layer.
Cut another branch.
Yes. And graft.
Graft. Yes.
You could graft it. But you don't even know what kind of an apple it is. It could be one of the worst apples in the world.
Oh my God. It could be an empire.
Yeah.
Apple. Oh.
It could be. Ooh. It could be something that is just the stock plant.
Mm.
So, because it's so far down, isn't it?
It is.
It could be below the graft, in which case you might not want it. So let it have its apple this year and you see.
Okay.
Before you do much else with it. I would try to brace it up. And remember that when it gets its apples on it, it could break the branches. Prune it to one apple each branch.
Okay. Okay. Cool. I can do that.
You don't, it's only going to get you 3 or 4 apples anyway. I mean,
yeah, it's not going to produce a whole ton.
No. And if it does, it would break it off.
Yeah.
Yep. So be careful about that. And also, if you prune to one apple a branch, you're going to get at least a halfway decent sized apple. And at least then you'll know what it is and if it's worth saving or not.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe right. Maybe it was such a bad apple they didn't want it. The bad apple.
I feel like it's like a George Washington incident occurred. Like,
yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, Father, I cut the apple tree.
But it was a cherry tree.
But it's a cherry tree.
Yeah, okay.
But something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, variation on a theme.
How's the sales going in houses? Is it down a lot because the market went off?
The market is crazy. Now is an excellent time to sell your house. It is probably still a very good time to buy because interest rates are going up.
Right. And so you got to get in there pretty quickly before they go up again.
Yeah. I just found out that we lost a bid. There were 17 offers on this one house. We were one of 17.
Get out.
We put $30,000 over and we lost by more than $30,000.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Was this the $1 million house you showed us?
Oh,
online?
No. I could understand if it was in a price range like that. No. We're talking like 300s.
Get out.
Yeah. So I think it went for something like $100,000 over asking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane.
It is.
Madness. I mean, like these people who bought a house for $100,000 over, like, you know, we went 15 over on this house and I feel fine about that. But $100,000 over, that would have me kind of rolling around.
Yeah.
At night. That would have me not sleeping so well.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
No. However, for them, it was. They were married to the house.
For them, it was. For them, it was. And I'm very happy for them. I hope the deal goes smoothly. Also, I hope it doesn't, and we get
we get it. You hope it goes.
No. I do.
Everybody deserves their houses, and
everyone deserves their house. But if it doesn't, call us. And
yes, there you go.
My clients will take it.
Your clients will take it, and maybe they find something better. You know, Haunt and I lost a house. It went. We made an offer, and they said no. We're going to sell it to somebody else who didn't even have an offer in. And so we said, well, we'll up the offer, and they said no, it's not for sale anymore. It broke our hearts. Broke our hearts. And then we found another better, much better house way up on a hill with gorgeous views. And we laughed at the thought that, you know, this house was on a little high rise in a big neighborhood.
I
would have hated it. And we laughed at the fact that we thought we were on a hill in this big neighborhood. In fact, we were on a huge hill in California overlooking 20-30 mile views. Gorgeous. So you never know what's in store for you. You're supposed to do better than that.
Yes. And we will.
You will.
Do better. Yep.
They'll find something that they go, oh my God, thank God I didn't get that house.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Yes.
All right. So everybody that wants to sell a house out in the capital region,
Albany, Troy, Saratoga.
Yeah, you get a hold of my sweet niece Elizabeth. She will do right by you. She will do right by you. She is a sweetheart.
I will. Thank you for the plug.
You're welcome. I love you whole bunches more.
I love you whole bunches. I'll talk to you later.
You betcha. Have a great one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Mwah.
Check us out on TikTok at Gardening Related. Our website at gardeningrelated.com and our Instagram at gardening.related. Ask us questions, buy supplies, leave your feedback, and give us some love.
Oh, I like